Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your wages are being garnished. We can stop that now. It's hard enough to pay your bills when things are good, let alone when a big chunk of your take-home pay is gone before you even get your check. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne, and I can stop the garnishment and get the creditors off your back immediately, often the same day as our consultation. Both Chapter 7 and 13 provide bankruptcy relief, but choosing the right chapter is crucial. In a free consultation, we can create a plan to get your finances back under your control. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. Tomorrow's the day, baby! Live day! Snoqualmie Casino. Oh, man, I cannot wait for this. My full outfit has been done.
Oh, yeah.
I got a fanny pack, Steve.
Oh, crap. I almost forgot. I got to go get one.
Yeah, you need one, man.
Because I don't have my pants. My pajamas don't have pockets.
No, mine either. And I keep... That was my only plan to do this weekend. I didn't do it.
Oh, I thought you had one. That's what gave me the idea, because you mentioned it.
No, we got this. Let's do this. Yeah. Fanny packs and pajamas. It's BJ and pajamas. Yeah. And the rest of us, too.
Yeah.
BJs and PJs.
BJ.
BJ and PJs.
There you go.
Oh, well, I'm not done, man.
Oh, I added the S to the BJ part, and that was a whole different type of
thing. That's what I thought was happening.
Oh, no. Not going to happen.
All right, well, all right, then. Fine. And our show in the men's room will be completely live. That's a thing.
Yep.
And yeah, for the second year in a row, we have a live studio audience. We want you to be there with us tomorrow, all through the day if you can, but whatever. Anytime you can pop in, it's awesome. Sound effects, commercials, music. There is nothing pre-recorded. Like this music you're hearing right now, this will be done by a live band tomorrow morning.
I'm just looking through some of the bands that we're going to have playing tomorrow morning. Guys like Stoic FB are going to be with us. Dead Rebel Saints, Spike and the Impalers are going to be hanging out with us. It'll be awesome.
Spike's my buddy, so awesome to be part of that.
Of course, Jar of Flies, and you got Windowpane, and even our band, Bruiser Brody, will be a part of it, and Superfecta, too. So we got a lot of fun stuff, a lot of fun local music happening tomorrow morning.
Semi-spoiler alert, I might be wearing a Bruiser Brody-themed kind of pajama outfit.
Oh! Did you get pajamas with my face on them? Please.
You know, there are some other members in the band. Okay? I mean, I like you, but Bruiser Brody is a whole band, buddy. I'm just saying.
Did you get pajamas with Travis's face on them?
He is dreamy. Very stoked. Very, very stoked. Live day tomorrow. You want tickets, because we have general admission. We have premium experience. You can get those tickets. They are still available for you. Just go to KISW.com.
Let's play B.
Monday! Yeah!
Pump it up!
Yeah, so let's pump it up for Monday!
And
very excited, man.
I'm sort of excited, too.
Why is that?
Because I kind of like to see chaos, and I think we've got the most chaotic thing that we could possibly have.
What are you talking about?
Do you have gas?
Well, yes, I definitely have gas.
National Toilet Day.
Yep, I've been spending some time on there. That is not the thing that I'm talking about, though.
Our phones aren't working.
What?
Yeah, so...
Did we not pay the phone bill?
At this point in time, sure.
So wait, we're a radio station that is encouraged to have listener interaction via the telephone.
Oh.
And the telephones aren't working?
The telephones are currently not working.
Dude, I'm looking at a text. I'm not sure if it's my phone, but when I call 206-421-ROCK, it just says it's been disconnected. We didn't pay our phone bill.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Exactly.
That's what the line means when it says disconnected, dude.
That's why you gotta get that automatic withdrawal thing going.
That's right, auto bill pay.
Right.
Yeah, you gotta get that done.
Checks in the mail, guys.
Yeah, wow.
So what do we gotta do to get our phone back on?
I volunteer to play.
Yep.
I volunteer as tribute.
I thought we get the day off.
Get the day off.
I like BJ's frame of mind. We can't perform our job.
Yeah.
Most of our show is
tools
with phone
are broken.
Calls.
Yeah. Who am I really to argue that?
Beat Migs need phones.
course, look at
listeners on the loose. We need phones.
Yeah.
Lukewarm topic. Need phones. That's,
yeah.
That's a giant chunk of our show.
It is.
I'd say we go home.
Well, yeah. We need to maintain this integrity of this fine game. Because what else? I need to host this game.
Oh, that's the problem.
Well, is this like a contractual obligation that you need to host this game?
No, I just really, 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 really like this part. Like,
and Vicky wants to play, so we can't get the day off because the two of these idiots just, you know, for some reason need their the ego stroked. I don't know.
So this is what's your sell? 555 dong.
That's our new number.
That's our new number.
Oh, man. They better not ask me about it. Hey, what do you want to have the number say? 555-3664.
So it's really disconnected? They did. What is wrong with the geniuses that run this place? How do you let your phone get disconnected?
That's a question I cannot answer.
We've had that number for ages. If we can't be 421 Rock anymore, I'm going to crash.
Wouldn't that be funny if somebody then jumps in and grabs it?
Oh, no.
Water. Let's talk about it.
Yeah. Like the URL just got opened up for a second and somebody just swoops in.
Man.
And it's Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, well, oh, really?
At least he's a guy that's legitimate.
The Rock would do it.
Well, it's 421 Rock. That's his number.
Oh, okay.
If he lives in Seattle.
Duh.
What do you think? I was just coming up with one.
Yeah, I was just like, why? Because you'd already just talked about him, and I'm like, I don't understand. He took me
the Rock.
You know what? You forget you work at a rock station. But
You good there?
I'm smart there.
Can we get the day off, Steve?
So what are we doing then?
Win
or lose, someone has to...
Oh, let's give it to a texter.
All right. Yeah, so I say they have to say something nice about the Rev. Otherwise,
God. Is any prize worth that?
Oh, that's just rude.
Well, the prize is tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco over at the Moore Theater on January 12th.
So okay.
People want those.
He's very funny.
All right, then.
Here's what I would...
I think we figured it out.
I would rather.
Mostly.
So you're saying, so the first person that says a nice thing about Rev gets those tickets.
I think it's the one that I deem the
whoever
best.
Whoever says the nicest thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay then.
So I'll have to go through the text.
Well, so then we don't have to play the game then, right?
We have to play the game.
Go home.
No, we're not going home. We're playing the damn game. Vicky wants to play the game. I've got questions.
Why are we playing the game?
I worked very hard on these questions.
When Steve and I could be going home. I don't understand.
These questions were very hard to write. I wrote most of these questions. Why isn't going home an option for you idiots?
Because it might still get fixed.
Oh, my God. You of all... Steve, I don't know what to do with these people. I trained them on how to be the biggest slackers.
Somebody says, just talk about food for the next 3 hours. Oh, wait, you guys do that anyway. Yeah.
So we're going to play this. Vicky's going to take on Steve.
Yay!
Why is it that the millennial is not a slacker and I am? I don't understand this. It should all be working perfectly.
Because you're an old fart.
All right. Wow. Somebody says the Rev has a nice beard.
Oh, thank you.
Gas smells like flowers.
Oh. Nice.
This is wonderful. They've already
really
started.
Nice smelling farts.
Okay, we can't lie, people. We said say something nice. We're not going straight out lying.
I agree
here.
With Danny.
The Rev has a sexy voice. Oh, wait. Danny's right. They are lying.
Rude.
Wow. The morning would be terrible without the Rev. The Rev has a nice ass.
Oh, really?
Well, I kind of have a flat butt, but I mean, thank you very much.
God, I'm getting ill.
I like this. This is great.
Rev, you've been losing weight. I saw a video with you in it last week. You're looking good, brother.
Thank you. Aww.
I like this. That almost sounds legitimate.
Oh, the look rest at of them, you.
The rest,
you
of them softy. The rest of them are shining on is all I'm saying. No, I'm just looking for truth.
The Rev is an amazing guy. He's always been cool to me every time I've been in studio and seeing him out and about. Not to mention his beard is epic.
Thank you.
So that actually seems like a heartfelt letter.
Yeah.
And you are out and about.
You are a man about Tacoma Town.
I am.
The Rev can have sex with my girlfriend.
What?
Oh, there you
wow.
go.
Don't ask.
Don't listen to that one, Michelle.
Rev, I love your nerdy intensity, and I'm jealous of your steampunk wedding.
Ooh, and
Thanos rules.
Thanos.
I'm trying, man.
Well, how about we play this game?
The Rev is probably the most normal person on the show.
Oh, no, that's... I can't even believe that one. I'm sorry, guys.
Stop lying, people.
Rev is lame. Okay, no one... That one is honest.
Yeah. Okay, that's not...
And that's actually a compliment.
That's not a compliment.
I feel like it is. It's a compliment to me.
All right, fine. Steve?
Somebody brought up a good point. Why don't we just call a texter?
Oh, yeah, I could do that. Wait, how do we call somebody if our phones are broken?
Well, you can call out. We just can't take calls in.
Oh, we can call out?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, why don't you tell us, Steve? We could get the day off if we couldn't call out.
Son of a... I mean...
God, nobody understands the idea that we would have a long weekend.
Way to dime yourself out, Steve.
So, how in the bloody hell is your phone number not working? We don't know.
No.
This is a first.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We told you how in the bloody hell. We probably didn't pay the bill. That's how in the bloody hell. You know how many notices are probably backed up on somebody's dude, like the mailroom going, you know, this is your final notice.
I don't think we need this bill.
We don't need this one.
We don't need this one.
All right. You're going to want to screenshot all these texts. This is definitely daily affirmation, man.
Yeah. Nice. I love it.
I was pissed the Rev didn't win Jeopardy.
Me too, because I was on Wheel of Fortune.
That person wins. That person wins, Steve.
I'd like to buy an O.
Yeah. Thanks. All right, Steve, you get out of here.
Here's Mickey.
Yep.
Get out.
Yay!
For little reason whatsoever. For those playing at home, Vicky.
I get what you did there. She's a little reason.
Because I'm little.
Itty bitty.
For those playing at home, Vicky, you'll have 60 seconds to answer these questions. Okay. You've got three guesses. You can pass all you want. Are you ready?
Yes.
Which space shuttle broke apart during re-entry in February of 2003?
Columbia?
Yes. The first episode of New Girl aired in what year of the early 2010s?
2011?
Yes. At what age do girls celebrate their quinceañera?
15.
Yes. What sandwich typically consists of corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut?
Reuben.
Yes. Prince had the hit song When Doves What?
Cry?
Yes. What beer has the popular phrase dilly dilly?
Oh, Bud Light?
Yes. Huh? Amor is the Spanish word for what?
Love.
Yes.
Keep the camera on her.
In
she's
older
adorable when
television
she gets a question
sets,
right.
The letter CRT stands for cathode ray what?
Pass.
What is the capital of China?
Oh, Beijing?
Yes. What Winter Olympic event combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting?
Ooh, I don't know what it's called. Pass.
In older television sets, the letter CRT stand for cathode ray what?
Transmitter?
No.
Telescope?
No.
Teletubby?
No. What Winter Olympic event combines cross-country skiing with rifle shooting?
Shot put? I don't know.
Shot put? No.
No.
That sounds like something altogether different.
Vicky, you get 8 correct.
Yay, it's my lucky number.
Yeah, and I didn't plan Vicky to play, so the quinceañera and Spanish ones were not like tailor-made for her.
That's for sure.
And yet they happen to be.
Yeah.
Yay!
Wow.
I have to say, only because we see Vicky all day, she's usually just quiet, her hair buried into the computer looking for memes. She has never been more enthusiastic.
Now she is bouncing in the chair.
Oh,
it's
my
like
God.
You
it's
wired
so much
her.
Fun.
It's like you gave her cocaine. It's unbelievable.
I need to drink another bang.
We found the sweet spot. Trivia.
Yeah. She loves answering questions.
I love going to trivia. It's usually late at night on a weekday.
And I'm telling you, I mean, Vicky looked like she was like a little adorable child. At
Christmas. She's that very happy toddler bouncing around. Like, she's absolutely beaming because she got to answer questions.
Yeah. You got to post this video. I mean, Vicky does look, I mean, I hate to see, she really does look rather adorable.
I mean, between all the compliments given to me and the fact that Vicky got to do this and she's so happy. The whole day has been brightened in this house.
Joel don't have the day off.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, you can be miserable over there while everybody else is happy.
Doug says, Rev, you do not have a pumpkin butt.
Thank you. Caesar, you shut up. You know that was you. Steve, are you ready?
Yes!
Which space shuttle broke apart during re-entry in February of 2003?
Apollo 19.
No.
Challenger.
No.
Salamander.
No. The first episode of New Girl aired in what year of the early 2010s?
2011.
Yes. At what age do girls celebrate their quinceañera?
You're cheating.
Man, it doesn't happen to be that
14?
No.
15.
Yes. What sandwich typically consists of corned beef, Swiss cheese, and sauerkraut?
A Reuben.
Yes. Prince had the hit song When Doves What?
Cry.
Yes. What beer has the popular phrase dilly dilly?
Dilly dilly, Bud Light.
Yes. Amor is the Spanish word for what? I swear to God, I didn't do this.
Love.
Yes. In older television sets, the letter CRT stand for cathode ray what?
Tube.
Yes. What is the capital of China?
Beijing.
Yes. What Winter Olympic event combines cross-country skiing with rifle shooting?
Biathlon.
Yes. And Steve, you win. Boom. 9-8.
Oh, Vicky.
She couldn't get biathlon, didn't know tubes. It was the older ones right there with that.
So really, the old guy questions.
The old
question. Oh, yeah.
But I still did pretty good. I got my lucky number. That's all I care about.
There you go.
Yeah.
Nice. And I got my song. You're sampling
the best. And DJ the curmudgeon doesn't, so I almost am okay with this.
This is a win-win-win.
I don't understand. Yeah, everyone here is happy.
Yeah.
Brad's getting compliments on the text.
Yeah.
Vicky got to play Beat Migs. Yeah. I won, got my song. Danny saw Good Charlotte last night.
Yeah.
And you are still here.
Stuck with us.
Yeah, I'm still here with you idiots. Yeah. We could all be home having the day off, but no, somebody wanted to get her a lucky number and lose.
Well, congratulations, Steve. Texter that gives me the best egg something or other. Yeah, I mean.
You haven't figured that out yet?
Yeah, they'll compliment me and I'll pick it, but it's not like numerical or anything like that.
Also, just by my whim. No quinceañera. That's when he met his wife, huh?
Chris. Okay, Chris should win the prize for that. I vote Chris gets the prize.
Was Vicky making weird sounds during the game? Because somebody said, did Vicky squeak like that at other times? That's hot.
Maybe.
Oh, geez.
Wow.
Honestly, Steve, I don't know if you could tell from in there, but she,
I saw her bouncing.
Look at has she ever looked this awake
she's
ever at
alive.
The show?
Yeah. She feels alive. This looks like how she looked when she had Bang.
Yes.
Yeah. Energy drink.
Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing like what gets her going, and this is what gets her going, trivia games.
It's fantastic.
And I hate trivia games. So that's why.
Everything.
I know, not everything. Mostly everything.
There you go.
All right, well.
That's my source. I love Vicky. It sounds like she's on the Bang drink, and her playing is awesome.
Yeah. Well, you got to see the video. I mean, she was fun to watch in the video. You got to give her credit. I hate to do it, Steve.
And I almost had one this morning. I just forgot it at home.
Well, now you don't need it. You just need to play Beat Migs. That's your bang.
Somebody says you guys should make sure that you paid your electricity and internet bills as well. Yeah, we're going to have to double check that. Yeah. Water as well.
They're not kidding. I don't know. You're kind of a multi-skillion dollar company. You think you'd have
calls.
I mean, phone is disconnected because some idiot didn't pay for it. Okay.
Well, good thing tomorrow's live day, so we don't have to worry about taking calls.
It's a good call. Yeah, maybe that's why they thought, well, this is going to be our last show. Is it someone tell us something we don't know? Is tomorrow our last show?
Check our key cards.
Yeah, Jesus. All right, someone screwed up at work, and it led to 24,000 rolls of toilet paper being ordered. Oh, yeah. I'm going to tell you all about this at 717 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. A sheriff's department in Alabama had some splaining to do when they accidentally ordered 24,000 extra rolls of toilet paper.
That happened. How many did they mean to order, I wonder? Wouldn't it be great if it was 24?
Yeah, that would be insane. They mistakenly spent $22,000 on toilet paper and another $9,000 for 450 cases of trash bags.
Well, that makes sense.
But the problem is that they only have a $15,000 budget for their entire janitorial supplies for the year.
Oh.
So I don't think they needed $9,000 worth of trash bags and $22,000 worth of toilet paper. I don't think they needed that.
Because you ever do that, like, where you're like, you do something on your phone, and it's like a PayPal, and it's like you want to send somebody like $30, and then you start typing, you fat thumb it, and then you're like, wait, I'm about to send them $300.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. I almost sent somebody, I almost gave somebody a $3,000 tip.
Way to go, Dave Grohl.
Yeah, that's right, buddy. And I was trying to be nice because we play at Mox a lot, and you stay at the table for a long time, and I don't order nearly enough food if it were a regular restaurant.
Right.
So I always try to leave a nicer tip. And then I was like, whoa!
$3,000's a nice tip.
I told her, I go, you almost just got a ridiculous tip.
You told her that?
Yeah.
Oh, you tease. Well, I almost gave you $3,000.
Well, she could see it. Did they give you the screen to look at?
Oh.
And so I'm typing it in, and I go, whoa! And I looked at her. I go, you almost got a crazy tip here. I gotta fix that. I like it and everything. But $3,000.
Yeah, you're not worth that.
Sorry. I mean, if I had it, you'd be worth it. Yeah.
That would be awkward if you did it and then you had to come back and say, hey, that tip I gave, that was a mistake.
So you asked, like, how much toilet paper do they really need? According to these guys, when they realized their mistake, Steve, it said that they have to figure out how to store an extra 2 years' worth of toilet paper, so they only need a third of that.
Whoa.
That's still a lot of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, so they've got 2 years' extra of toilet paper they don't have to worry about. They just got to figure out where to put it.
Or just hire more ladies.
Oh, because they put it on the seat a lot.
No, I don't know about you guys, but do you not notice that? I feel like women use toilet paper way more than dudes.
Yeah.
Just thinking about my house, man.
Well, that makes sense.
It would take me forever to restock my toilet paper. Now, it's like all the time.
But it makes sense. You know why.
Well, yeah, I don't need to have that lesson, but I'm just saying.
Oh, okay,
If you want to go through more toilet paper, you might as well hire more women.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, because
that's sexist of me.
Yeah. Well, they just
shut
use
up, Vicky.
Yeah, it's very sexist. But you're right, because men don't always use toilet paper every time they go to the bathroom, and women do.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, it was funny because you're like, I don't know if you guys realize this, but women, when you get a woman in your life, that's why I was explaining to you, because I wasn't sure you understood, because I think we all know that women are always using toilet paper.
Well, why? They don't poop, so I mean, I don't understand why they need all that toilet paper.
It's for makeup.
Oh, okay.
And for stuffing her brows.
I can't tell if you're kidding me or if you really don't know.
I know they have to do that.
Wow. That was a vivid visual I just encountered right there.
Sometimes I feel like I got to do a visual to prove that I'm not stupid.
I think that statement proves everything
Happy
we
Monday.
Need.
Yeah.
Quote of the day. Alrighty. Did I do
Screw
this?
You guys. I'm going.
It's the lukewarm topic of the day.
Our phones work yet?
Yeah. Are our phones back or no? I forgot.
Trev?
Nope.
Nope.
Oh, how
do we want to give this number out then?
That's the number. Yes, that number does work. I've tested that number.
And we're supposed to give that
this
number
is
out?
Danny V's cell number. We patched it into the board.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if people
all right.
want to call in or they could text still.
Okay.
We didn't pay our phone bill, so apparently our phones are shut down, so we're using a Plan B phone number.
Okay, if you would like to talk to us about this, because, again, we want to know, based on the Sheriff's Department, who mistakenly ordered 24,000 extra rolls of toilet paper, we want to know, what was your on-the-job screw-up? We have a special line for you today. We'll call it our holiday line. 206-449-1181. That's 206-449-1181. That number again before midnight tomorrow, 206-449-1181. That's the number to call if you want to talk to us about your big screw-up at work.
That's right. This is a special number for a special day.
Yes, it is.
Or text us like you always do.
Oh, yeah, it's 77999. Does that work?
Yes.
Yes, it does work. It's been working all morning.
But for how long? Yeah. There you go. That's ominous. All right. So you're
keep paying our cable bill. We're fine.
Speaking of work screw ups.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We better.
Dude. Right.
Yeah. We need cable. I need to watch.
Hey, look, the phone line works.
I need to watch my shows. All right.
Whoa.
Are they back or is that the same number I just?
No,
gave?
It's the number you just gave out because you just gave out the number three times, dude.
Oh yeah, that one's working.
Woo.
Yeah. Okay, anyway,
best
call
day
us.
Ever.
206-449-1181. Also, Smashing Pumpkins are here. They like you, and we like them. The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. 206-449-1181. That is the special number to call today if you want to tell us your biggest on-the-job screw-up. 206-449-1181. Or text us at 77999. Let's go to Wyatt in Renton. Wyatt, you are on The Rock.
Hello.
Hello, Wyatt. Welcome to the show. How about you? What was your big on-job screw-up?
All right. So I have an employee about a year ago that was actually one of the main bosses at that time. And she, we had a Brinks delivery pickup for $100,000 that day. And basically what happened was we had a security guard come in fully dressed up and he had a badge on and everything, but just a regular security badge. And she went ahead and grabbed $100,000 and took the bag out and pulled him aside and brought him in the back and everything and had him start signing for the $100,000. And he's thinking he won a prize or something. But, you know, luckily he was an honest person and he was like, I'm a security guard. And yeah, luckily we caught it before he got the $100,000 prize, basically.
And it was a cash? Or was it basically untraceable? Like if he just took it, he had it?
Yes, it was stacks of bricks of cash that were all rubber band up in plastic bags ready to go.
Oh, what? Oh. Oh, that's nuts.
Yeah. And it would have been just handing it over to him and walking to his car and driving away.
Well, that's
never see him again.
Does she still work for you, fine folks?
Unfortunately, she does not.
Yeah, that would be fortunately then, actually, I think.
Talk about retirement right there.
Yeah.
Peace.
Oh, yes.
Well,
I just text BJ. I work for Entercom, and I forgot to pay the phone bill.
Yes. That's a pretty big on-job screw-up because, our phones are broken. But luckily, we've got a workaround, Steve.
Yep, we've patched in Danny's cell phone number so that people can call us and we can talk on the radio.
Yeah, thanks, Danny. Thanks for letting us use your cell phone.
You're welcome.
Yeah. That's real. A giver.
Send nudes.
And we've asked people, we've told them, we said, listen, after today, though, you don't use this number for any reason. You burn it and throw it away.
Unless you want to send nudes.
Yeah.
Guys.
Or if you want to send guys, if you want to send nudes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Good call. Let's go to Stefan. Is it Stefan? Yeah, Stefan in Seattle, you are on The Rock.
Hola.
Hola, Steph, hola. Don't forget the men's room, afternoons right here on The Rock. What you got for us, buddy?
All right, so just quick question before we start. Danny, are you going to delete this number after this?
I may. I haven't decided yet.
Yeah.
Just call him like at one in the morning.
Yeah, just one in the morning, you know, send nudes, whatever. It's all good.
Yeah. All right. So a couple of years ago, man. I'm working at a paint store.
Yes, sir.
And they fired me, so it was Sherwin-Williams.
Oh, all right.
Anyway, these guys ordered in about 80 gallons of this specialized paint product for a hospital that someone was painting.
Okay.
And this stuff is super expensive because it actually, like, kills bacteria in the air.
Oh.
So it's like $1,000 for, like, 5 gallons of paint.
Oh, I didn't know they had a kind of paint like that for hospitals. Wow.
I guess it's called microbial paint or something.
Damn, I never heard of such a thing. Now, maybe that's why. I always thought, like, why don't they make these hospitals look a little better with the paint job? But I didn't know that they got the special paint.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah, it's like super hardcore.
$1,000 a gallon, you said? It's $1,000 a gallon?
For a 5 gallon bucket.
For a 5 gallon bucket, okay.
Yeah, so we have 80 gallons basically coming on a pallet. I use the manual forklift. I go under the pallet. I pick it up. I'm backing out, and I hear it crack.
Oh.
80 gallons. I see, like, slow motion tip off of the pallet onto the ground.
Oh, yeah. Well, the good news is none of you are going to get sick, apparently, though. That's the good news.
Yeah, the sidewalks are bacteria-free.
So did you get fired for that reason?
No, I got fired a year later for a fake sexual harassment claim.
Oh, wow. Damn, dude.
Just didn't like me, and she thought I was going to be her boss in the next month or so, which I could have been.
Damn, dude, that's a tough one.
Well, I have fun sending those wiener pics to Danny. I'm shocked that you would have been accused of sexual harassment.
Yeah. Hello.
Just kidding.
Wow. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 7. I should say 206-449-1181. That's the number to call today.
Just for today.
206, Danny's cell phone, 206-449-1181. Text us at 77999.
Oh, my biggest screw-up also involves dumping a bunch of stuff on the ground. Mm. When I worked at the restaurant, we'd make barbecue sauce by, like, gallons and gallons of it every day.
Oh, that sounds good.
Oh, it was good. But the thing was, these things were heavy. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I've carried them plenty of times, but I was trying to pull it off the top shelf once and hold it kind of with my hand in the bottom of it.
Yeah,
my hand wasn't strong enough for it.
Please tell me it dipped on you like the movie Carrie, but
not
instead of
quite.
Blood,
it was all up sauce. The front of me. I didn't get any of my hair. But it came down on my front, my stomach, my shoes. It was in my shoes and all over the walk-in. And then I had to, like, walk up to the chef with my tail between my legs and be like, Chef Adam, I spilt the barbecue sauce. He's like, damn it, Vicky.
Was it all gone? Like,
we had another tray of it, but that's a lot of money and a lot of time.
Did you
bring
out your shirt onto some, like, chicken?
I could have.
Okay.
But I don't think they would have liked
it. Gross!
I don't know. Some people pay to have that done. There are videos out there with that.
It was at the end of my shift, too, and I felt bad, so I had to stay and clean.
Oh.
I could have made the other guy do it, but I didn't.
If you made the other guy do it, you're the worst person in the world.
Yeah. You really are. Yeah. You got to stay and clean that mess up.
How about this text? I work at a large warehouse retailer, and it was my job to order inventory, and it was new for an event, and I ordered 6 months' worth of sliced cheese.
Oh,
I'm just lucky that they had a long shelf life because we had a store somewhere store it. We were taking truckloads of cheese at the time.
Oh man, that's the sucky part about doing stuff like that. Back when I worked in the supermarket, we had to estimate. You know, nowadays with the scanners and the UPC codes, there's no way you really can't overorder. You know, because it comes in so quick that you know you get exactly what you need. But we didn't have those then, so you had to estimate. And so they had me go do this new supermarket. It was a grand opening, and I thought, okay, it's a bigger supermarket than the one I'm used to. It's a grand opening. I think we're probably going to need a lot more. So I ordered a lot of dog food. I was in charge of the dog food aisle. Oh, dude, they were so pissed at me. Half of the back room was filled with dog food because they're like, what is wrong with you? I go, I don't know. I don't know why. I've never done a grand opening before. And they go, and they were just like, the whole truck. They go, this whole truck is you. You're an idiot. This whole truck is all dog food.
They didn't fire you, though.
No, they didn't fire me. They didn't let me order anymore, though.
That's just, sounds like a win-win.
They gave me the crap jobs. I mean, they didn't fire me, but they might as well have.
Unlike the awesome jobs like ordering dog food?
Well, you know, for the hierarchy in the supermarket, if they send you out shagging grocery carts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's pretty much what they did. And I lived in a winter climate, so it was like.
I was going to say, yeah, in the summer, that's like the best gig ever.
Yeah, that was bad. That was very bad. Got to talk about the celebrity's cat. Why? Because his cat is to blame for flooding his house. Yes,
a celebrity cat. I'll tell you all about it at 7:47 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. Travis, if you're upside down in your mortgage, should you continue to make the payment?
Continuing to pay your mortgage or not is a complex decision because you're going to have to pay to live somewhere. You're going to have a housing payment. So continuing to make your house payment really depends on several factors. One is whether or not you have a second mortgage. The second one is how affordable your ongoing monthly mortgage payment is. Another issue is whether your mortgage is adjustable and you're facing an increase in your mortgage payments later on when interest rates go up. If you do have a second mortgage in this economy with the housing prices being down, oftentimes we can take off or strip off that second mortgage in a Chapter 13 case so that you'd only have the first mortgage to continue to pay.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. And thanks for listening.